Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, today, what I have for you is 11 foods that only the rich can afford.
Oh, wow, Ted, come on, man. I mean, people are banging with bucks, you know what I'm saying?
Tough times.
You don't have to necessarily be rich. Maybe you just had one very rich dinner where you had something.
All right.
So I'm trying to justify the first thing on the list that I have eaten.
I've had a handful of rich dinners in my life.
I have, too.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. I'm still talking about it to this day.
All right, first on the list, and guilty as charged. Sorry. Iberico ham from Spain.
All right.
Okay.
You've eaten this.
I have.
You have sworn by this from the day you've eaten it. You bring it up any opportunity
yes,
you
I
can.
I will.
It's that good.
It's the fanciest thing I maybe ever put in my mouth.
Okay.
I thought you said
that's
that.
That's a challenge for you, ladies.
That's right.
You better bedazzle.
Oh, man.
I think that's out already.
Years ago. So here's the thing. And I only know, honestly, I know a lot of this through Hair Club. So I went to Vegas. It was just me and a buddy. We went down there to see a UFC fight. And he's a little fancy. So we went to some very nice restaurants.
He's not a little fancy. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, your buddy.
Not me
your
and
buddy.
Hair Club,
okay.
My buddy. Yeah. But we had Iberico ham on these little. Like, I don't know, bread pillows. I don't even know what
bread pillow. They don't even serve it on normal things.
No,
you even know what
I don't
it
know
is.
What like, the
it's
fancy
not a,
name
it's not a,
is.
It's not a wheat thin or anything
yeah,
like that.
Right. But I got back and I said, Hair Club, I had this. And he goes, you had Iberico ham? And I was like, I did. The pigs only eat acorn. They're wild pigs from southwestern Iberian Peninsula. Huh.
God bless you, pigs.
Could you imagine how pissed off people would be if you just ate that on a Triscuit?
You got Triscuits and cheese whiz.
The thing you got to keep in mind about Iberico was it wasn't served in the United States for years. It's only recently that you can find it in the States.
Is that because there wasn't enough of it? And they finally got to the point where they, you know what I mean, had enough
you know
of
what?
A supply?
I don't know.
If you don't know it exists, there's no demand, mm-hmm. right?
Right. And it's,
is it, what is it, melt in your mouth? I mean, what is the feeling?
Yeah. Imagine, like, what's the fancy Italian stuff?
Well,
like
prosciutto?
Prosciutto or whatever. All right. So imagine that times 10.
Okay. Omar there.
Yeah, right. That's okay. What it is. It goes for about 160 per pound.
Whoa. Wow. All right, but you're not eating a pound of this stuff.
No. And you get an ounce or two for 15 to 25.
Okay.
Also in the same restaurant, don't order your steak medium well. They will be snooty.
Oh, sure they will. It's a steak place.
La Batite potatoes. These are about $300 per pound.
What?
A vegetable?
Bonnet potatoes.
Who cares?
Yeah, bonnet potatoes. Thank you, Mike, for nodding
your head
there.
It's a potato.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
It is a potato.
So what?
Right.
Is it pre-fried?
How would you make it? Like, if it's that good of a potato,
I mean, do they bake it?
Do you make French fries?
It's just they come from an island off the west coast of France where they grow. It's got a saline quality that comes from the seawater that sweeps into the soil with an almond-like nutty fish that comes to a kelp and... man,
in other words,
they're fancy potatoes.
It's a potato that grows by the ocean.
Rich people eat it, though.
Yeah.
It's like just like a regular...
Try my kelpie potato.
It's like a regular...
Kiss my ass.
It looks like a Yukon Jack.
Well, and let's be honest.
I think it's a Yukon Gold, bro.
Oh, sorry, man.
Yukon Jack's the drink, bro.
Sorry, man. You know I don't drink my...
You are fancy.
Yeah. I like those russets.
Whatever the hell it
is. Russets? Like Tim Russert.
Like Tim Russert.
Tim Russert potatoes.
Yeah. Black Ivory coffee. That's about 1,000 per pound.
And what
is that the cat poop?
The Black Ivy coffee, elephant dung.
Oh, elephant. Of course it's elephant dung. They're so far past the cat.
During the
now.
Elephant's long digestive process, enzymes break down and the chemicals that cause the bitterness in the beans, resulting in a smoother, less acidic cup of coffee.
Okay, let me just say this. All right, now I understand that maybe if you are stupidly wealthy.
$1,000 per pound.
You do this, but you have to think that the people that discovered this were the brokest people on earth, all right? So, like, an elephant pooped. Some dude's like,
here's some beans.
There's beans in his poop. Like, rich people don't go, ooh, look at that in a pile of poop.
It's just like, you know, it's almost unbelievably smooth cup of Folgers crystals you could ever imagine.
I mean, right. It's kind of like the first guy that picked probably a magic mushroom off a piece of poop.
Right.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to eat this, man.
I'm just hungry. Then he's like,
he's on a spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm. Next on the list, speaking of mushrooms, the Mazataki mushroom.
Okay.
Where is that found? Do we know?
It's the most expensive mushroom in the world. They grow in North America, South Korea, Canada, which is North America, Finland, and Sweden.
Wouldn't you be out trying to find those things then? I mean, like, if you're going to go, like, panning for gold.
Well, most of them are exported to Japan.
Okay.
They really like them. They like to eat them as sashimi. They symbolize happiness and...
sexual something.
Yeah, fertility.
Fertility.
It's everything fungus, guy. I don't want to think of sex and fungus.
Sometimes
maybe it's
like,
just me. Like, ooh, I'm eating a fungus. Let's get laid, baby.
Yeah, but you could have a jolly...
Let me put my spores into you.
You could have a Jolly Rancher that says stimulates fertility, and you sell the hell out of it in China.
Look, here's the thing. As
Japan,
a guy,
I know.
You know what stimulates fertility? Being conscious.
Right, pretty much.
Like, if we're awake, we're probably horny.
Yeah. They should put warnings on things. Like, this not good for fertility.
No.
Like, thanks, whiskey.
Thank you, Fireball.
Right?
Because you, Fireball.
Yeah, I can't even smell cinnamon now if I'm trying to get intimate. Mm-hmm. Thrill, you mentioned this earlier. Kobe beef.
Yes.
Oh.
That goes for about $1,500 for 5 pounds of
Have you really had the real stuff?
Still 300 a pound. Once.
I don't believe so.
I don't think I have either. I've had something where they said, like, hey.
I had an American Wagyu steak.
That's what I've
once
had. I've had
like
a Wagyu.
My 30th birthday.
And it was awesome.
My first wedding anniversary, I had Kobe beef.
And? Unbelievable, I guess.
Dude, I mean, one, I could not spend that much money again for, like, two steaks, but it was unreal.
I bet.
It really was.
I bet.
As they say, the luscious marbling, an intense beef flavor and natural tenderness found in even the toughest cuts make Kobe beef the holy grail of meat for beef.
It's funny they say that, because when I tried it, my review was like, God damn, this ass is good.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what I was saying.
It scores between a 10 and 12 on the Japanese marbling scale.
I don't even know how that works.
That's about a 4 in U.S. DA Prime.
Well, okay. It's like a ribeye on steroids.
It's
you know,
just
like the marbling is so good.
It's meat that melts.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still not positive about all the stuff about their drinking beers and they're getting massages.
I drink beer. I like massages. So what?
I'm gonna date myself and that I like bad movies. The first time I ever heard of Kobe beef was a great film starring Tom Selleck called Mr. Baseball.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Hmm.
Tom Selleck's the old guy on Blue Bloods.
Oh,
these rich people are living. Oh, no, what did it do? To go to an
slideshow is about to stop on
me. That's why I tell our head writer, Jolly Joe, not to send them to me, but he keeps on sending them anyway.
Like, I think that's
purpose. You know it's going to F me in the middle of the segment, right?
God damn it.
See, and now what are you going to do? That's why
other expensive stuff that rich people eat.
Yeah? What would you guess?
Man, if you're drinking
caviar?
Coffee, maybe that, right.
Yeah.
But that's the standard stuff. Mm-hmm. This coffee that comes from elephant poop, like, that wouldn't even cross my mind. You think, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce drink that?
Well, now I got to... Oh, there we go.
All right, now you're back.
This is a Amine Siamese chicken. C-E-M-A-N-I.
I like chicken, man. I would be willing to try the best chicken on the planet. As much as I like
chicken. Samani
chicken?
I probably am the Samani chicken.
It's $400.
You can tell how I am. I got hair on my breastbone.
Is it $400 a full chicken?
$400 per bird.
Okay.
The chicken comes from Indonesia.
Huh. Probably free range.
Why can't they just go on Indonesian chicken? Instead, they give it this crazy name.
Yeah, it's crazy, too.
You'd have to go in with a few people.
The bird's all black, except it's eggs.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just producing white eggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's what happens, man. Can't catch a break anywhere.
Not many American chefs really care about it, but it's sought out wisely or widely everywhere in Indonesia. People really love it.
Mike Harker, you okay?
I'm good.
Yeah, you've been sick a lot lately, haven't you?
I'm all right, man.
All right. I thought you were going to gag.
Up next, we got the black watermelon.
The black watermelon?
I've seen that, too.
Yeah. By the way, $6,100 per melon. I love melon. I eat melon almost every day in the summer. I ain't paying $6,100 for a melon.
Doesn't it just seem, though, based on the stereotype, right? It should be black watermelon? I believe it is engineered.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably better be seedless,
number
one.
Ted, honestly, I felt like you just insulted me twice.
The black watermelon?
You don't have to keep saying it.
How much is it again?
I mean, goddamn.
That was $6,100. Also on the list, white truffles. $4,300 per pound and up per pound.
Okay. Jesus.
Right. Truffles are more expensive than drugs sometimes.
And you guys were saying that the truffle oil is really not, in fact, truffle oil.
Most of the time, it had hardly any.
Okay. It's like balsamic. You know, like you use balsamic vinegar and stuff. When you have real balsamic, it is thick and it's unbelievable. I had it on the Iberico ham.
If it seems affordable at the restaurant, it's probably not legitimate truffle oil.
Miles, lastly for you, the Ruby Roman grapes. 11,000 per bunch.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. That's a serious grape.
And somebody's probably making wine out of that, too. And
then I think you just got to like eat it.
Grand I wouldn't even eat it if I spent that much.
If I'm paying 11,000 for grapes, I am not putting it in my own mouth.
Fair.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Susie.
Yes,
welcome.
Thanks.
Jesus God.
Hello, Susie. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Susie.
Hello, Susie.
Hello.
Hola.
Got to be crazy because it's a Susie. Susie, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Are you stable?
Am I stable?
Yeah. I mean, would people consider you a stable individual?
Some of them yes, some of them no.
Okay, because I know one Susie, and she's not stable. Pick one to walk barefoot in. Will it be Bourbon Street, the Vegas Strip, train station bathroom, or a porta potty at a festival?
Porta potty at a festival.
Okay, that's in second place.
Yeah, that's real nice. All right, here is your question. The Concorde was a supersonic passenger jet flown by two airlines, Air France and what other airline?
Alaska.
Yes, Alaska, of course.
Because you know what? When you need to get to Alaska, you need to get there fast.
British
Air. I meant Alaskan.
My bad. Sorry about that.
Come on, Miles, dummy. Jesus.
Stupid.
Your next question. In boxing, what is the term used for an illegal punch to the back of the head?
Oh, I have no idea.
Rabbit?
Rabbit punch, yeah. I wasn't sure about your charades on that one. Yeah. Like, wait a minute.
I think Ted's going to say donkey.
I know. Donkey? No. Ted, your rabbit looked more like a praying mantis, I guess was the thing.
Well, rabbits, isn't that how you do a rabbit? They got the little hands up here.
Well, I didn't think you did, and then when I was going to imitate a rabbit, I realized I was doing the same thing as you. Like, so I guess that is how you do it.
I didn't have a carrot to start gnawing on.
Well, see, you got to come prepared, bro.
Yep.
All right, here is your question. Who was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
First woman.
Hmm.
First woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cher?
Aretha Franklin?
Aretha Franklin. Not to be confused with Urethra Franklin. That's a piercing you don't want.
The urethra Franklin.
I want the urethra Franklin.
No!
Yeah. Costs a little extra.
To each their own.
All right. Oh, the urethra Franklin. Jesus. I'm telling you.
Try it out. It's just holes. It looks like a sprinkler.
The profile of President George Washington appears on what U.S. military decoration?
It's like the most famous one.
Mm-hmm.
Military decoration.
Are you asking or are you just randomly repeating words?
No, I'm randomly repeating myself.
Unstable minds.
I have no. I am so not. Thank you. I have no idea.
Is it the Purple Heart?
The Purple Heart.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Susie, you're on question number 5.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh,
heat's on.
It feels so much longer.
Yeah, don't it?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it do.
All right, Susie. In the game of Texas Hold'em, how many cards are dealt to each player?
6.
5?
Oh. 3.
2.
2?
Well, you get 2. That's right.
Dealt.
Jesus Christ.
Right. How you doing today, Susie? How you feeling?
I'm feeling kind of dumbish right now that I'm
were you having a good day leading up to this?
Yeah, and drop the ish. You don't need the ish.
Yeah, no, I was having a pretty good day.
Okay. All right, excellent. Glad to hear that. I figured I should ask. We're getting to know you. All right, multiple choice. In 1796, a guy by the name of Edward Jenner, later Caitlin, developed vaccination for what disease? Was it smallpox, polio, or bubonic plague?
Polio.
Oh, bubonic plague?
Smallpox.
Do you have large pox?
You can, but we don't talk about it.
I'm assuming there are large pox.
I feel like somebody had pox, but to make them feel better, you can't even tell.
Someone had larger than normal pox.
I had never heard of the last one.
Hey, Susie, did you have chicken pox? That's another pox.
I did.
Yeah, I did too.
Do chickens get human pox?
Some.
All right.
At what age do they become shingles?
Seems like when you're about 40. Huh? Did you ever have two pox?
No.
All right. Here's your question.
The bubonic chronic.
I have smoked that. I have had some of that.
All right.
It's an indica.
What is the name of the branch of mathematics dealing with the length and angles of triangles?
Ooh.
My brother took this as an elective. And that's why we stopped talking.
Length
and angles of triangles. Just triangles.
Oh, my goodness.
I have no idea.
Geometry.
Trigonometry.
My
brother took that as an elective.
Yeah, but see.
You have choices of classes.
But you have to take that class to know what it means.
That's what I mean.
That's why nobody would know.
Yeah, he volunteered. He was seriously. I'm taking trigonometry.
You know why? Because he was probably good at it.
He is very good at it, but it still shouldn't be interesting.
Well, it is.
You still they have options of classes, but he chose.
To take that.
That's ridiculous.
It's like going on a scavenger hunt. You know what I mean? Like you got to figure out the answer to this stuff for people who are smart.
But if every time you found what you're looking for was just a pile of turds, you wouldn't do it. That's what I'm saying with trigonometry, man.
I think there's an aha moment there for people who are smart.
Granted, he is
like Susie here on question 8.
All right, Susie, here's your question. What is the translation for the popular Latin phrase carpe diem?
Oh.
You got
carpe
this.
Carpe diem is good luck or bad luck.
Good luck or bad luck.
Susie, you're fantastic.
Ooh, despair and agony on me. You're holding on there for more of Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for sit and spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, here we go. The room is mostly full, yes. And the atmosphere is electric for sit and spin today. But no matter how good it is today, it's not going to be nearly as good as it was last week. Am I right?
Oh, last week was chart-topper.
Man.
He came in and he didn't even remember what we did. He was like, what did we do last week?
Yeah, did we do one last week?
And I was like, yes, we did the mind-bogglingly lyric, right. Whatever.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So we've
how
wandered
soon
down
we forget.
This, we've wandered down this road of questionable lyrics before, but usually we stick to a certain topic, like it'd be like drug driving or trying to have sex with someone that's well under the age of 18 years old.
Oh, okay.
But this kind of covers the gambit of things that are probably may have been okay at the time or may have been kind of overlooked at the time, but now looking back, like, wow, that is really effed up.
Well, if it's a catchy tune, and that's kind of part of the deal.
Wait, like, this is what we said earlier, and a future sit and spin should be like, let's just look at the top 40 songs, whatever, and find the 10 songs that have offensive lyrics now, we just can't tell because we dig the song.
Sure.
Isn't it like inevitably you look back like, oh my God, I can't believe I was singing about that.
Yeah, well, and some of these songs, like I was just looking at Urge Overkill, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, which was Neil Diamond's song.
Sure.
That song was a hit twice.
Neil goddamn Diamond.
That is an effed up song. Girl, yeah. You'll Be a Woman.
I can't wait till you grow up.
Right.
It's like, Neil
Diamond made it a hit, and then it was in Pulp Fiction in 94, and they were like, God, that's a great song? No, it's not.
Exactly. It's like pedophilia.
Right. 16.
This is creepy.
I got your birthday marked on my calendar.
These are a whole bunch of those 10 songs that would be offensive as hell right now.
10, number 10.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
So this is a Christmas classic, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Like
this song's been redone a zillion times over the years. I think Billie Holiday did it once. Zooey Deschanel and Will Ferrell did it in Elf.
So really,
but basically, it's this chick that needs to go home, but he's not going to let her leave.
Oh, you mean
different reasons? Oh. Like, it's cold outside. You can't go out there.
She's like, much different.
She's like, but what will my parents say? He's like, baby, you know, just stay and lay down by the fire. Yeah.
Baby, the door's locked from the outside.
Exactly.
Did not know that.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what he said.
Merry Christmas.
He literally says the door's locked from the outside.
Right. 10 songs that would be offensive as hell now.
Number 9.
You're so gay and you don't even like boys.
Yeah. So that's Katy Perry using the term gay to insult somebody. You're so gay, even though you don't even like boys.
Wow, I thought we were going farther back today.
I thought Katy Perry was a little more progressive than that.
She was raised very conservative. She always talks about her conservative parents.
Maybe that's her problem.
Okay.
Why are you so gay and you don't even like boys?
Right.
Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Nice shoes. Did she do this in concert?
I don't think so. And I think she's kind of done a 180 on the song.
I would hope like her manager, like, hey, look, man, I mean, do what you want, but you might not want to sing this.
It's her one in a million.
To your audience.
You know gay dudes like you, right?
It's her one in a million.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
These are our 10 songs that we be offensive as hell now.
Eight, number eight. I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
That helps. So that's the Vapors turning Japanese. They have denied all of... So everyone assumes or thinks, or the accepted explanation for what they're talking about is it's a song about masturbating and you get squinty-eyed, right?
Oh, no.
But they have denied that. They say that it's not about a person's O-face and Asian people's eyes, but something about... It is cliches about angst and youth turning into something you didn't expect to, which I call BS.
BS!
Because they got to make money off
BS.
It.
BS!
Right.
Come on.
Seven, number seven.
He hit me.
Oh, Jesus.
And it felt like a kiss.
So this song,
Jesus.
Obviously, it's a little messed up.
Where did it go wrong? Oh, my God.
So this is the Crystals. He hit me, and it felt like a kiss.
And he hit me.
A woman is happy that her man hit her after he found out that she cheated because that proves that he loves her.
Who wrote this? Ike Turner?
Rose McGowan.
Carol King wrote this with her husband in 1962.
No way.
No joke.
Wait, she wrote it with her husband?
Like so far away?
She's since then begun to regret writing
this. Do you think her husband's like, hey, baby, how about you don't release that song?
Somebody needs to shout that out at one of her concerts.
It's literally a song about he hits me because he loves me.
Play he hits me.
Is this playing in...
Never mind. Damn.
Right? Six. Number six.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women, you got women.
There's no way a song featuring a jug by a guy named Mungo Jerry could possibly be offensive.
Right.
The line in this song that would be unacceptable today is have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. So there's some drinking and driving.
But he sounds so happy.
What are your favorite songs does that? The Lido Shuffle. One for the road.
That whole song is about drinking and driving.
Lido.
Right. It's so exciting. These are 10 songs that would be offensive as hell now.
Five, number five.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line.
Better run, girl. Because you're much too young, girl.
But he's just singing.
But it sounds so nice when he sings it. Though,
Gary Puckett and Union Gap. The song is Young Girl. The chorus, Young Girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl.
Hey, Mr. Castle, real quick. A couple of comments came in regarding the song Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
We didn't hear this lyric. They're saying, by the way, the most disturbing lyric is when she says in response, say, what's in this drink?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes,
no.
Yes, she does.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a Cosby.
That's somewhat appropriate for the day, isn't it?
Number four.
R. Kelly is not into underage girls.
Yeah.
According to R. Kelly.
And no one else.
Aaliyah wrote this song when she was working with R. Kelly and later married R. Kelly legally at the age of 14. This song is Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
10 songs will be offensive as hell now on Sit and Spin.
Three, number three.
Under Matha, the squirmy dog.
So this is not the only offensive Rolling Stone songs we've had on here. Brown Sugar, we've featured as an offensive song from the Rolling Stones in the past. Under My Thumb is about controlling women, referring to them as squirming dogs.
Oh, they call it the entrance music to the Supreme Court. That's how they roll out. Ladies and gentlemen,
ten
your
songs.
Justices.
10 songs would be offensive as hell now.
Number two.
Mitch McConnell's ringtone.
I've got a gal, she's as cute as she can be.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Elvis? No way, not Elvis.
She's a distant cousin, but she's not too distant with me.
She's a distant cousin, but she's not so distant with me. That's
Elvis.
Right. That's an Elvis song called Kissing Cousins.
I'm going to have to use that line. The song is called Kissing Cousins.
Right. You're a distant
Jesus
cousin,
Christ.
But you're not so distant with me.
Play it at a family reunion.
These are 10 songs that'll be offensive as hell. Now we made it to number one.
Number one.
Well, she was just 17. Did you know what I mean?
I think that explains itself.
And the way she looked.
That's it.
Was way.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Sit and Spin.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
So tired.
Yeah, we got last night.
Yeah, late last night.
Working hard as always, Ted.
We're snorting. Mm-hmm. Whatever we get our hands on, we're snorting. PCP, whatever the kids do these days. That's what we're doing. We're up all night. It was insane.
After a while, you just stop asking. You're like, just cut it up.
Yep. Writing a bunch of tongue twisters for Ted versus the FCC. Lo and behold, we come in here today, and there is a listener-submitted email.
I wish we had known last night.
And as we say, listeners come first. This one comes from Dwayne. Not Dwayne, but Dwayne.
Dwayne. Dwayne. He is Dwayne.
Dwayne. And he submits us this Ted versus the FCC. And he says, guys, here's one for Ted. And it goes something like this. I'm not a fan of fireflies. Those flickering, fluckering fireflies flucking suck. I hate those flickering, flucking firefly flucks. The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
All right, Dwayne. You didn't highlight it, dude.
You're right, I didn't. Does that normally bring you good luck?
I don't know. I just, you figured you were up working all night. You would at least highlight it.
No,
right?
This was came a this morning.
Yeah, I highlighted the
ones
one
we did are highlighted. Color coded everything.
Mm-hmm. For ease of use.
I am not a fan of fireflies. Those flickering, flucking fireflies flucking suck. I hate those flickering, flucking firefly flucks.
Three times fast.
I'm not a fan of fireflies. Those flickering, fluckering fireflies flucking suck. I hate those flickering, fluckering fireflies flucks.
One!
Well, I don't know about that one. So why don't
you come in? Didn't get it. So close.
I thought you got it, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to err on the side of caution. Like, I thought you got it, but I'm like, man, you know what?
I don't think so. I don't
I'm
know.
Not sure saying that word.
It doesn't feel any better.
Yeah.
That did suck. Screw you, fireflies. Highlight it next time, bro. You're breaking tradition.
We're gonna go in for the instant replay. We'll find out. Mike will be able to take care of that to find out if we make the right call or not. But
yeah, go to the VAR.
Did. That's exactly right. We'll find out if that was a win or a loss. If you did not cuss, we'll put one in the win column. If you did, it'll be in the lost column. That's how we'll do it.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
All right, Bitolas, it is time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant there, and you got to take one of the two categories and see how many out of the categories you can get right before three strikes and you're out. So the categories are going to be jobs, and we've also got people who make a lot of money in the entertainment field. So, Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
I don't know why you're asking me, Ted. You know who it is.
James.
James, welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
James, welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Do you know how to play the game, James?
I do indeed. But hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, so can you do me a favor and can you play the seven words that I'm not allowed to use?
Well, we would play them if you would use them, and we're asking you not to do that.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of like, you know, like getting arrested for drunk driving if you're
I just
want to
know
drunk.
What it's like. I just want to not drive drunk.
Exactly. Just do that.
I just plain don't know what they are, and okay. I do have a foul mouth, but I'll try.
All right, okay. Well, here are your categories. Okay. We have what they say are the 10 hardest jobs. The 10 hardest jobs. For what you do for a living, these are very difficult jobs. And then from the entertainment world, we have the list of the highest paid entertainers and what they pulled in over the last year. So the categories are the highest paid entertainers. I'll give you a few clues on that one, obviously, to help you narrow it down. And the same with the 10 hardest jobs. What category do you want to go there, James, on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
I feel like I could probably get a hunk of entertainment on my own, and you guys could help too. But I think just based on my own skills, I'm going to go jobs.
You're going to go jobs. Okay, what we've got for you is, and this was thanks to a new survey, and they went around, they asked 1,000 people. They said, what do you think the toughest jobs are? And keep in mind, it was done in Australia, but that doesn't really matter because they're all common jobs here, too. So,
all right.
Sure. They're all fair.
I would think fish and wildlife if it's Australia.
Imagine, yeah. Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah, but they are the 10 toughest jobs, according to the survey. So the way we play the game there, James, is you need to get as many right within the category before three strikes and you're out. What is your first guess on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine in the 10 hardest jobs?
Okay, real quick. I just want to say I'm repping team not sober today, as every day. I don't know that it will help me here, but it definitely would not help me with Big Dummy.
I believe that. As a guess, I'm going to say like a heart surgeon or a doctor. Just my suggestion.
I would say policeman, fireman.
But you can also add teacher. It depends what people think.
Oh, I would think teacher's in there, too.
Like, now, as a parent, I'm like, teacher has to be the worst job on earth. Policeman, just knowing what they actually deal with, is stupid. That sucks.
Military?
Military. A fireman, you're almost lucky if you put out a fire. You have to deal with someone got a something stuck on their penis or some bird is on a roof. I mean, who knows? But your guess, right, man.
Well, I don't want to dish you guys because I appreciate you jumping in. We're going to go fireman first, I think. But I want you guys to think this over. I think that we're thinking we need to think a little higher. Like, my next few guesses are going to be, like way more dangerous.
All right, so okay.
You're going to start with fireman, James?
Yeah, I know for a fact.
Oh, no. My bad, dude. I thought for sure that would be all there.
Not on the list. Okay.
Damn it.
All right, now we're gonna step it up. We're gonna go next slaughterhouse, like a slaughter, someone that works in a slaughterhouse.
Yeah, that's not doing it either.
Doggone it.
Yeah,
soldier might be on there. I mean,
yeah, military. Dang.
And I agree with you, James. Yeah, I think working in a slaughterhouse has to suck.
But is it difficult or does it just suck?
I mean, I think it would be hard.
No, it's made. I've seen it on some lists. I lived in Colorado, and there's a couple slaughterhouses up there that are always making lists. So, okay. Yeah, let's go with soldier. Let's go with soldier next, and then we'll see if I can get started.
Soldier number two. According to a new survey where they asked 1,000 people what the hardest job is, yes, that is the second hardest job on the list.
Okay, let's go with dentist next, just because I know they have the number one suicide rate.
Oh, James, good talking.
Oh, man, oh, man.
That is not there. Okay. You guys,
all right,
you got 1 out of 10. That might be, I'm pretty sure it is the worst score we've ever had on your guesses.
Easily.
This is a difficult category. Maybe, you know, they're all different.
I agree with that. Difficult. I mean, again, I would say, I don't know, a policeman. Law enforcement.
Police officer or paramedic.
Okay.
Is number one.
So a responder.
Oh, wait a minute.
A responder.
You gotta put a paramedic in there. Most firemen are working the stuff, too.
I agree with that, other than the fact that the video
it's
I watched of the guys
the
driving into the fire in Montana, wherever the hell that was. But it's I know they're supposed to do that first. I know they show up.
Look, we don't disagree with you. It's just not what showed up on the survey.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, but it is. So
I mean, maybe Australia doesn't have enough trees. I don't know.
Yeah, they have brush fires.
When it just stuff burns, it's like a tumbleweed.
So again,
I mean, I would think teacher just because you got to deal with kids all the time, other people's kids.
That is correct. Teacher or child care worker in number 5 makes the list of the 10 hardest jobs. So far, you've gotten police officer, a paramedic, soldier, teacher, or child care worker.
I mean, I know fishermen always makes it, but does that count in Australia? Because I always think about the guys over the Bering Sea.
I would think it does there as well, just based on...
I'll say this. There's basically... There's a couple of blue-collar jobs on here.
Oh, what about a garbage man? That's
garbage
a tough
man
job.
Is not on the list.
Dang!
Construction is on the list. It comes in at number 9.
All right.
They say trade jobs like plumber, electrician, and construction workers are number 9 on the 10 hardest jobs.
Some of the suggestions coming in, of course, prostitutes, etc.
Not on the list.
Yeah. Otherwise, they have coal miner or miner.
Believe it or not, mining jobs, number 8.
All right.
Somebody likes midnight oil there, and they got the number 8. Mining jobs probably only in Australia and...
And here.
Yeah,
they're
Africa,
coming back, man.
Lonnie Bovis goes after those diamonds in Africa.
Somebody does. Yep. Social worker.
Social worker, number 4.
All right.
Social worker, psychologist.
Suggestions.
Because, well, not only that, but they're dealing with other people who are in not a very good place. It's a lot of the time. So, you know, you're dealing with a lot of trauma.
Right.
You're
it's never a happy story
no, it's an
coming your way.
Emotional situation. And
it might end well, but it never
you're
starts.
You're trying
well.
To help, and it
could be dangerous, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right, depending on who it is. People do, they agree with you, Ted, the fishing industry, fishing boat crew member.
Yep, that definitely is. Not on the list.
Not on the list.
Not on the list.
Not in Australia.
So now they're asking, is this the hardest jobs or most dangerous, or do they both?
Keep in mind. These are the 10 hardest jobs.
This is a survey of other people's perceptions
of
it, so it's
kind
of hard to say.
1,000 people say, this is what I believe are the hardest jobs so far.
Okay. Well, and it's Australia. They love drinking. What about a bartender?
Not on the list.
Damn it!
We have police officer, paramedic, soldier, social worker, psychologist, teacher, child care worker, mining jobs, and plumbing construction jobs.
I appreciate this because it's very specific. They said, look, this survey was done in Australia. Lifeguard.
Not on the list.
I agree with your assessment wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Is pilot on the list?
Pilot is on the list at number 10.
Ah, okay.
Very good. Yes, pilot. Apparently very stressful. I wonder why it's so stressful.
Whoa.
Didn't you have a certain situation where the pilots just worked
too much and they couldn't fly the other day?
Yeah, yesterday. What about air traffic controllers?
Yep, somebody just made that suggestion.
Not on the list.
Really? What about a surgeon?
Doctor or nurse number three?
Hey, you got me smiling.
Now you got the top five. Police officer, soldier, doctor, nurse, social worker, psychologist, teacher, child care worker. There are two remaining out of the 10.
I mean, no offense to doctors, but like, you did spend 8 years in school learning this.
You've done this. Well, there's one job that you've done. No. You're not going to think of it as a job, though.
I'm not going to think of it as a job, nope. But I used
Australians
to do
this. Actually admit it's a job. And it's nice that they do, I guess.
Parent.
A parent number 6.
Oh, okay.
Not an easy job. It really is. And it never ends.
Well,
it's
depends.
A job that you never
Parenting always. Can be exceptionally easy. Being a good parent is what's hard. Yeah, like, you could just beat the living hell out of your kids the way you want to half the time, but you can't. Okay. So you find that inner goddamn Gandhi you have and find a way to make everything okay for everyone.
New survey asked 1,000 people what the toughest jobs are, and it was done in Australia. They're all common jobs here as well. Number 1, police officer, paramedic. Number 2, soldier, followed by doctor, nurse, social worker, psychologist, teacher, child care worker, parent, mining jobs, plumber, construction worker, pilot. Number 10, you guys need one more.
We have suggestions of oil rigger.
Nope.
Animal control.
Nope.
Animal control in Australia makes a lot of sense.
No, honestly, man. Like, lifeguard, animal control, that's got to be terrifying. Window washers. High-rise window washers.
Not so much.
Is a sewage? I don't know what that would be called exactly.
Sanitation?
Yeah, like a plumber? Sanitation, maybe?
Plumber does make the list at number 9 under trade jobs with construction worker. Just so you know, at number 12, that was a politician. Number 11 was a CEO. They just missed the top 10. And the number 6 job that you guys didn't get there, farmer, rounds out the list of the 10 hardest jobs, according to a new survey asked 1,000 people. All right, there you go.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Susie, working on question number 11 for Team Sober.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the program, Susie.
Oh, my gosh. So, when do you guys cut me off? Because I'm feeling really bad.
No, we got all day. No. Seriously, we have nowhere to go.
Yeah, we're going to be here.
We really don't have any place to be.
And during that last little break, our boss came in and said, hey, if she stays on any longer, we're actually going to have to start paying you. Mm-hmm. You officially become an employee.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent deal. Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Here is your question. What is the only U.S. city whose baseball and football teams have a bird as their mascot? It's very near and dear to me.
Yeah.
A bird as their mascot.
It's near and dear to Thrill.
Yes.
And Miles.
Yes.
No, half. Okay, I'm going to say Washington.
Yes, those national birds and those Redskins are unbelievable.
And the Capitals.
Capital bird.
You know, in your defense, I think Winger is a bird, but it's Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
The Orioles and the Ravens. Yes. Collectively known as heartbreak and disappointment. All right. The Great Wall of China, located in China, was built to protect against invaders from what country? You're so quiet, I'm beginning to think you left.
Susie, are you okay?
No, I didn't.
Oh, good,
no,
good.
I'm just seriously feeling like a complete dummy right now because geographically I am.
Did you say geographically, Susie?
Geographically.
All right. Just checking.
Is that wrong?
No, it's perfectly fine. You're doing great. You're on 12.
Focus on the question.
Yeah. Don't think about me. Yeah. The things I'm saying. Or Mongolia.
The Great Wall of China.
China.
Was built to keep out the grillers.
They didn't like their beef.
The grillers. Oh, no way.
What's next to China? What is next to China?
Well, if we told you that, that might just be the answer, see?
Koreans.
Huh?
Mongolia.
Question 13, Susie.
I mean, Miles even told you the answer.
I was just seeing if you were paying any attention. That's why I said, don't listen to me, Mongolia.
All right. I said I had faith in you before, and you absolutely shattered my heart and my dreams. But I'm a sucker. I'm an idiot. I'm back for more. I have faith that you will get the answer to this question. Are you ready?
Okay, let me just take a deep breath here.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well, my son is listening to this, so can you imagine
how old is he? How old is he?
He is 12.
Oh, so he's old enough to use the phone and call his friends, and so everyone could be embarrassed. Because that's what I would do if I was 12. I'd call every friend I had and say, my mom's on the radio. You got to hear this. It's unbelievable.
That's how I call my mom and be like, hang up now. All right, here's your question. Robert Englund is a famous actor, specifically known for playing what classic horror movie character?
Oh, yeah. Freddie Englund.
Can you repeat the name?
Robert Englund is famous for playing what classic horror movie character?
Think of a...
England.
Yeah, think of a classic horror movie character.
From, like, a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. A Nightmare on Elm Street.
The character.
I'm just going to give it to
you. You win by default. I'm just going to do it. What a deal. What a deal. Oh, man. That was
how many questions?
That was 13. That was 13.
Why did it feel so long?
It felt long.
I think we knew from the beginning. What did you say? Like, do people think you're stable or something?
Did you say some people don't?
I just said I know
which
Susie.
Means,
and the Susie that I know is, you know.
Yeah, but
she's a very fun girl.
But she said some people don't, which means you're not. See, when some people don't think you, means you're not. The half I haven't said it are nice. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themen's room. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Why haven't we been to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. Easy for you to say. And Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Daiso. Daiso is a popular dollar store chain in Japan, and they've already started selling their Halloween supplies, including these prank knives called finger slicers. All right, so finger slicers, they look like a normal blade, but when you press your finger against it, the blade retracts, but it looks like it's cutting through your finger. Basically, it's like a movie prop.
We had those when I was a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they already have them on the shelves, and there was one particular problem, and you're probably thinking, oh, no, the finger slicers didn't work. No, actually, the finger slicers themselves, they work just fine. The blade does, in fact, retract when you press it against part of your body. The problem they're having is that the manufacturer of the finger slices, they mixed up their fake knife blades with the real knives. That is exactly correct. So they've been shipping out actual knives instead of the fake knife. And as you'd guess, it doesn't retract. When it looks like it's going into your finger, it's because it's going into your finger.
It'll cut through this can.
That's exactly right. In the meantime, Daiso, believe it or not, issued a recall.
Did you ever have one of those switchblades that was a comb?
Yes. Absolutely.
I love that thing.
Yeah. It was huge among my friends when we were like fourth grade or whatever.
Yeah.
But they would comb their hair all the time. And honestly, you want your kid to comb your hair? Buy him one of those.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time those guys did it.
They used to have mirrors people would put in their locker because people combed their hair so much.
That is right. And they were all ugly. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy! Right.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.